how long does somebody wait for a liver on the list? Let's say it's a deceased donor liver. How long do you, what do you tell patients?
Yeah, so and for quite a while now, for probably over a decade now, 15 years maybe, it's now sickest first. Unlike other organ wait lists, is my understanding, on other organ wait lists, it's time on the list matters. Liver, not so much. So it's really sickest first. And what I tell patients is if you're not that sick, you could sit on the list for literally years. On the other hand, if you get sicker and your priority then will go up, you can get a transplant within a matter of weeks, depending on how sick you actually get.
How do you measure how sick somebody is? There's a score that you use.
That's correct. And right now it's called the MELD sodium score. It's based on just four liver values. This was done to make it an objective and fair way to prioritize patients on the list. These four lab values are actually plugged into an equation. And patients, I tell patients they can actually do this themselves on the computer if they like. They just Google it and they can find it. MELD scores range from 6 to 40. They're whole numbers. There's no 6.
Higher the worst.
That's right. If you have a MELD of 40, you're going to need a liver pretty darn quick. And I usually say within a week or two, you're in pretty big trouble. MELD of 6 is normal. Right around a MELD of 15 to 17, 18 is when, in general, we start thinking about, hey, you ought to be thought about for a transplant. Or a
so these are blood tests.
Yes, correct.
This is a simple blood test.
Correct.
It has to do a liver function test and then the serum sodium as well.
And the serum creatinine, so kidney function comes
in. And they're all mixed in together with an online algorithm so you can calculate. The patient could calculate their health score.
Correct, correct. If they have those lab values, and these lab values are standard blood tests. They're not a special order
or
anything.
Let's name them.
Okay, so the serum sodium, the creatinine, the bilirubin, and the INR, which is a measure of how well your blood clots. And those are all, standard blood tests that anyone can order in the primary care or whoever.
So if in this world of electronic medical records, if one got those four values, which the patient would end up being able to see, they could plunk them into this calculator and understand how that MELD score and their degree of sickness and potentially their position on the list?
They can. Of course, there are a lot of caveats with that. For example, one of the big ones, if a patient happens to be on Coumadin, which is a blood thinner, that will artificially raise your INR. So therefore, then it doesn't accurately reflect necessarily your liver function or dysfunction, things like that. But yes, in general, it will give you a ballpark idea.